This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And we're back. We are in the Bloomfield High School Central, Davis County Gymnasium. 132-pounders start this thing off. It'll be Albia versus Pleasantville. Pleasantville is open at that 132-pound weight class. Albia advances with a 6-0 score. And we're going to go to 138 pounds, Pleasantville. They're going to send out, looks like, Sawyer Phillips. Phillips on his feet against Blake Lawless.
Blake has a takedown and then let him up. Escape, score 2-1, Blake Lawless.
Lawless with the takedown, start the scoring. He's up 2-1.
Minute to go in the first.
Front headlock in there now by Blake Lawless. He's on his feet against Sawyer Phillips with a 2-1 lead. This should be a pretty quick match, Doug. A lot of open weights for Pleasantville. And Pleasantville, Sawyer Phillips, does a nice job countering the snap down by Blake Lawless. And Blake's got a really good snap down and a really good slide by, folks. If you haven't had a chance to get out and see Blake, try to make it to some of these next upcoming wrestling meets and tournaments. We got a good one coming up Saturday. Oh, there's a takedown there by Brown to take a 3-2 lead with 26 seconds to go. And just a little bit aggressive on the shot there by Blake Lawless. He gets to his hands, to his feet, gets out. There's 1 point escape, makes it 3-3. Lawless has got the country in now. He tries the cowcatcher. Oh, if he can get his leverage, Doug, he's got it. He's got it locked up tight. He's just got to get his hips under him. Throw.
He's
does
got it.
He throws it. He's got him.
Five seconds left.
5 seconds. He's got it in deep. It's a 5-point move for Blake Lawless. He will lead this one 8-3. And a really good job there. Blake Lawless got the escape, never got any separation, was able to get the underhook on the right side, and a really nice cow catcher there.
Yeah, Blake was in trouble for a second. He got reversed there, and then the Phillips kid had the cow catcher in on him.
So it's 3-8, and Lawless starts in the down position, gets out. So it's 3-9. Blake Lawless on top for the Albia Blue Demons. Tries that slide by again, but a nice job there by Phillips. Sawyer Phillips gets out of it. Oh, a shot there by Lawless. Sprawl by Phillips. And now a front headlock in there by Lawless. So Lawless doing all the aggression right now. He got a little bit sloppy on one takedown and gave it up against Phillips, but he's been the man to beat right here. There's a front headlock there by.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's got it in again. He's got it in again, and he's getting his hip sunk.
And
takes him to his back. A nice job there by Blake Lawless, executing that cow catcher to perfection. Turns it into a chicken wing on the left. Now he gets chest to chest. Going to try to reverse the half and pin his opponent with a minute 10 to go. Sawyer Phillips in trouble. There's Lawless, chest to chest now. Needs to elevate that left shoulder ever so slightly and get this pin with a minute to go. He leads. With this 3-point near fall, it'll be 3-14 if he can't stick him here. But I think the Blue Demons that are watching here are hoping that Blake Lawless can get it done here in the second period.
Oh, now, it's tight.
Now he's got him stretched out.
A lot of time.
A lot of time left. 45 minutes. He's stretching him out. He's riding parallel now, Doug, and he's got the crossbody ride in while he stretches him out. And there's just a fraction of a whisker. And there it is. There's the pin. I can see it, and there it is. Called in a minute and 3:29 into this match. Blake Lawless gets the pin.
Nice job by Blake.
That's 12-0 now. And we're going to see Max Johnson from Pleasantville come out against Caleb White. Caleb White checks in at the scores table.
Pleasantville must have some kids hurt or sick because I think they had a fairly full lineup earlier in the year when we saw them down at Central Decatur Tournament. They had a lot more kids than they do now.
There's a Caleb White out there on the mat. Getting some texts in from some fans. Who's that text from there, Doug?
I couldn't tell you. It's a good one, though.
There's some good ones. All right, we can communicate with our fans on text if they'll let us know who they are. Otherwise, we can start putting their number out on the airwaves, Doug. What do you think of that idea? Here we are at 145 pounds. It'll be Caleb White on his feet. Tries that Kelly. It's not there. Drops down to a single leg. Just underway here at 145 pounds. A sprawl there by Johnson from Pleasantville.
going to, he has that leg elevated.
There's a two-point takedown. Nice job by Caleb White. Got in on the single leg, didn't give it up, and now he's going to try to work a chicken wing with those long arms of his. He's got his legs.
Arm barred.
He's got his legs tied up, broken down on his stomach. Now Johnson back to his base. There's the head in the hole and ducked under, and that works to perfection. The old head in the hole, folks. You stretch that arm out, put your head in the armpit, duck underneath there, and turn the guy over.
Throw it and run it.
And that was perfection. A three-point near fall for Caleb. He
and
does
it
again.
Again.
Does it again. Can't quite make it work this time. And they only gave him two on that near fall on the first pitting combination known as the head in the hole. But I think that's going to be there as this match progresses. And if a kid's trying to take that head in the hole away, Doug, it opens up a lot of other pinning combinations on the other side. You can throw a half in there, get a chicken wing working. If that's working, usually there's going to be something else work if he takes it away.
Absolutely.
There's
opens up possibility for lots of other things, that's for sure.
Well,
there's a half.
There's a half, Nelson. We're still in the first period, folks. It's a 4-0 lead. Caleb White had a nice single leg takedown. Put a head and a whole pinning combination on. And now at the edge of the mat, a stand-up attempt by Johnson from Pleasantville.
Out of bounds it go.
Albion enjoying a 12-0 lead here. Blake Lawless had a pin, and there was a forfeit at 132 pounds for Pleasantville. So Blue Demons probably going to roll over this Pleasantville squad. Folks, don't go anywhere. If you got to get up for a second to grab yourselves a beverage or something to eat, this is going to happen pretty fast. Blue Demons are on the mat, and they're aggressive. Caleb White, right now at 145 pounds, is going to go to the second period with a 4-0 lead.
Yeah, he's looking good. He's riding tough. They're going to start up on their feet. Second period.
There's Caleb White on his feet now in the neutral position. He had a really nice single leg to start the action. There's that Kelly.
There's dumps. That fireman still a Kelly. That is the signature move.
And he turns it into a butcher, and he's getting the back points now. And that butcher's in there tight, Doug Osing.
That is tight. The kid's in trouble, and there's a ton
Max Johnson on his back with a minute 38 to go. Caleb White gets chest to chest, puts a half Nelson in now. Half Nelson now, and a very flexible Max Johnson trying to bridge his way off of his back, but cannot avoid the pin. Call that one in 3 minutes, 22 seconds for Caleb White. Gets the pin. And 18-0, that's what the last match started at. I believe that at 152 pounds.
I believe Pleasantville says it's open. We'll see what they send out.
Looks like Pleasantville's open, and Hugh Sinclair is going to limp out and collect forfeit points for the Blue Demons. And kind of hate to see him limping on that knee again, Doug. It looked like kind of the exact same angle that he got hurt at against Norwalk up in Marshalltown.
I know it. You just get stuff healed up. Wrestling's tough on your body, I'll tell you that.
That's 6 points for the Blue Demons, makes it 24-0. And at 160 pounds, Griffin Osing will go out there against Zach Squires. So Osing on the mat for the Blue Demons. Squires for Pleasantville. Squires, pretty well-built Pleasantville wrestler. I think he might be the cream of the crop for Pleasantville. We'll see how he fares against Albie's Griffin Osing. Now the Blue Demons are underway. 160 pounds, 160. Osing gets hand control. Puts a wizard in on the right side and just kind of bulldogs Squires to the mat. Cuts him, and it's 2-1. That was quick. 10 seconds into this match. Takedown and an escape. The escape was an intentional one. Griffin Osing, it's a snap down. Gets separation now with a minute 33 to go at 160 pounds. First period action. Shot in there by Squires. Sprawl by Osing. Squires in there on a single leg now.
I think he's hooking up that inside cradle.
There's a two-point takedown for Griffin Osing. He's got the cradle hooked up. He's got the outside cradle. He's trying to bulldog. I bet he does the old suicide maneuver here. What do you think, Doug? Go flying over and take him with him? Nope, he's going to do it conventionally. Just
we'll power him
over. This outside cradle, I just love it, guys. I just absolutely love this outside cradle. It's a power move. Osing's got it locked up tight. He walks the head, locks up. It's over. 55 seconds left. It is over. Yep, call it in 54 and a half seconds left. Way to go, Griffin Osing. 30-0 now for the Albia Blue Demons. And that was a really good win. And with the open weights that this Pleasantville squad has, Doug, that makes it an official Blue Demon insurmountable lead right there. So the Blue Demons are going to win this one a whole bunch to not very many. You know, you hate to see a contest this one-sided, but it just goes to show you how the Albia Blue Demons, under head coach Dave Wenger, assisted by Daryl Schofield, Tim Folkerts, Slater and Dakota Poe, along with Jeff Beal and Nick Pickrell, are a force to be reckoned with. See why they're ranked third in the state. There's a shot in there by Brett Leshen at 170 pounds. Gets in on a double leg. Gets behind. Takes him down. 2-0. Just underway at 170 pounds. It's Joe Kaufman for the Pleasantville
Trojans.
Team. The Pleasantville Trojans, yeah. The Albia Blue Demons are going to get their second consecutive cradle pin.
Leshen's got that
Yeah,
tied
Leshen's
up.
Got the cradle in there tied. It's going to be a cradle pin. With a minute 23 to go, I don't think this Kaufman is going to get out of this one, Doug.
No, it's tight.
Oh, Leshen's just a little bit out of position to pin him. Kind of had his shoulder underneath his shoulder. Wasn't going to be able to get that pin that
I bet
way.
It's there again, though. He's driving for it again.
Yep.
There, he's got it hooked up.
He's got it hooked up again. Goes right back to it.
That's a little tighter there.
That's a little tighter there. Stretching him out now.
Lets him up.
There's an 8-0 lead. A couple of cradles there, which were three-point near falls after first period takedown for Brett Leshen. He leads 8-0. The cradle has been working for the Blue Demons tonight. Now Leshen trying the cradle on the outside again.
Kid has his hand. Yep. Otherwise, it'd be there already.
Yep. Hand control there for Joe Kaufman. There's the cradle again by Leshen. Oh, the suicide cradle rolls him over. Now he's going to get him. I do believe with 35 seconds to go, he's got locked up tight enough. But no, he's going to let him up again, Doug. That's 11-0.
Is he? I think he's working for that tech again in the first period.
That would be something to see. We've got an 11-0 score now. Three-point near falls and a takedown in the first period for Brett Leshen at 170 pounds. The Blue Demons already lead by the score of 30-0. 30-0 for Albia Blue Demons. They are 30-3 on the year. 30 wins against 3 losses for the Albia Blue Demons. And every dual meet victory for the Blue Demons as the first period expires here at 170, every one of those adds to that record, Doug.
Absolutely. They're doing a great job. We got good team chemistry right at the moment.
Leshen starts the second period in the down position. He gets set.
It's fun when you're winning.
Oh, it's fun to win. No question about it. It is fun to win. And Leshen swims out of that. He swims out.
Reverses him right to a cradle.
And gets to a cradle. And he's got this cradle in a little bit tighter. A little bit tighter. If he can get chest to chest. I don't think he's going to be able to pin him with this cradle, Doug. It's stoppage of time because...
It's
of
an tech.
It's tech fall. That's right.
Tech fall.
5 more points onto the 11 that he scored in the first period.
2 minutes and 20 seconds.
16-0. So that's going to make it 35-0 on the team score. And some open weights for the Pleasantville Trojans. And let's see if the coaches are going to mix the lineup up a little bit here and let some of these JV kids go out there and pick up some team points. There's Dalton. He gets 6, makes it 41-0. Folks. We are in the 7th match. Yeah, 7th match, and the only point that the Demons have missed has been the extra one on the tech fall as Carter Isley comes out at 195.
He's going to get a forfeit.
He gets the forfeit at 195, makes it 47-0.
I think Jacob West is going to report at 220, and I believe Pleasantville's open there also.
So a forfeit awarded to Jacob West. Jacob must have been injured in that roly-poly rumble-tumble match that he had against Central Decatur. He's got a bandaged head.
Forehead.
He looks like one of those guys from a war movie. So at 220... 6 more points for the Blue Demons makes it 53-0. And Trevor Blackford takes the mat at 285 pounds for your Albia Blue Demon squad.
Against James Haberling. Tie up.
Boy, it'd be really neat to see Trevor Blackford come through with a big win here for the Blue Demons at 285 pounds and keep the skunk on the Trojans. There he is. There's
Haberling
a front headlock.
Has a front headlock on.
He's got, now he turns it into an underhook. Trevor needs to get out of that. Front headlock turns into back points, and Trevor gets pinned there at 285 pounds. So 53-6 is the score now as Trevor Blackford suffers that first period fall. And now we're going to turn it over to the 106-pounder.
That's all right. Trevor's doing a good job. He's learning.
Kyle sent it on the mat at 106 pounds. He collects 4 points, makes it 59-6. And this is a one-sided deal, Doug. It's going to be a whole bunch to not very many.
It's just about over.
And we're going to be out of the gymnasium early tonight, folks. You folks listening at home on 96.7 are going to get back to your classic country sounds a little bit earlier than normal. But Doug and I will stay here with you after this one to give you the recap summary. Albia is going to move to 31-3 on the season with a very convincing conference win over Davis County. And at 113 pounds, Albia does not send a wrestler out. That makes it 59-12. And we will go to 120. But Albia, convincing win over Davis County, the host team.
And double forfeit at 120, I believe.
Double forfeit at 120, so no points awarded there. And now it'll be Shadow Leshen at 126. Shadow reports to the scorer's table. The official is Mark Halverson from Centerville. Says a couple of words to the coaches, and Pleasantville does send their 26-pounder, Buddy Fett, out. So Buddy Fett on the mat for Pleasantville. This is the final match of the evening, folks. Albie leads 59-12. Shadow Leshen shakes his opponent's hand, ties up, and gets hand control. Quick as a cat, drops down. Tries that slide by. That's not there. Oh, now he underhooks, and boy, this is trouble
deep.
For Fett. He's got it in
deep.
There deep. Shadow takes him down, gets chest to chest, scores the takedown, getting back points. I think Buddy Fett is looking to tap out. Shadow's got it in there tight now. He's got the three count. Gives up that chest to chest position to go to Cradle. Cradle leaves. He's ahead 5-0 now.
Coming
Buddy
in
Fett
through the legs, bar arm.
Little T-bar action there and a tilt. Oh, he's got him stacked up. That's it. Yep. Caught
right
in 47 seconds. And that will round out this evening's wrestling. Albia, a convincing 65-12 win over the Pleasantville Trojans. So, folks, Doug and I will send it back to the studio for a couple of commercials. And then we'll be right back here on 96.7 to give you the full evening's recap. So if you're just tuning in and want to know how your Albia Blue Demon wrestling squad turned out, you just come right back here in 60 seconds, and we will give you the full rundown, the full recap. Albia wins again 3 times tonight. Joe and Doug will be right back on 96.7.
This is your NBC Sports Radio update.
I'm John Stashower. Lakers and Heat tonight in Miami. Not quite the same without Kobe Bryant. Dwayne Wade's not playing either. The Lakers come in having lost 7 of their last 9. Only other NBA game tonight is Denver in Portland. College basketball, top-ranked Arizona will look to get to 19-0. The Wildcats will take on Colorado. More and more Olympic athletes voicing concerns over traveling to Sochi next month. American speed skater Tucker Fredericks, whose parents watched him compete in Torino and Vancouver, not going to Russia. Security fears. 2 members of the Minnesota Wild, Ryan Suter and Zach Parise. Also 2 from the Canucks, Roberto Luongo and Daniel Sedin, doing likewise. 3:30 a.m. Eastern Time. It's the Australian Open semifinals. Roger Federer versus Rafael Nadal. The winner plays Stanislaw Wawrinka in the final. If it's Federer, it's an all-Switzerland final. This is NBC Sports Radio.
Watch what happens when I need something for business. Say my laptop just died.
Office Max has laptops, tablets, and printers that are perfect for you.
How'd you know? And why is this report in black and white?
Office Max has most major brands of ink and toner at the lowest prices guaranteed.
Okay, I'll go, right after I clean up these files.
Office Max has cloud storage, so you can be productive on the road.
Isn't she amazing?
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
Get in the zone.
When it comes to taking care of cars, I do it myself with the right parts and advice from the pros at AutoZone. I don't need a right-hand man, though I could use a pool boy. Yeah, a pool boy would be nice. And a pool.
Save $2 each on Autolite XP Iridium and $1.50 each on Autolite Double Platinum Spark Plugs after mail-in rebate. Minimum purchase for...
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
See store for restrictions and details. Come.
Wow. Joe Sinclair here on 96.7, where the Albia Blue Demon wrestling team has put on a clinic down here at Bloomfield. The Davis County Mustangs were the first opponent tonight for the Albia Blue Demons. And in the conference tilt that opened up this evening's wrestling action, we brought it for you live here on 96.7 and the live stream on KIICradio.com. Blue Demons got wins out of virtually the whole entire lineup tonight. The Blue Demons weighed in wrestlers at every weight except 13 and 20. They got points scored tonight by Kyle Sennett, Storm Little, Shadow Leshen, Bryce Leshen, Blake Lawless, Caleb White, Hugh Sinclair, Griffin Osing, Brett Leshen, Dalton Folkerts, Zach Armstrong, Carter Isley, Jacob West, and Trevor Blackford. So a great night of wrestling up and down the lineup. Every wrestler scored tonight on the way to the trifecta. In the first match, Albia Blue Demons put on a clinic, won by the score of 60-12 against a talented Davis County squad. And Davis County really didn't see that coming, did you think?
No,
Doug?
No. I think they expected maybe to score a few more points than they did. Maybe some better matchups with some other of our wrestlers, but just didn't happen tonight. Our boys come out on fire. They look good.
Yep.
And wraps up the conference title for us.
Yep, that is a conference championship for your Albia Blue Demon wrestler. So make sure if you see one of those young men on the street or in the school, to give them a congratulations.
And I believe that's three out of the last 4 years.
Yeah, I think so too. Against Central Decatur in the second match, the Albia Blue Demons rolled. I guess would be about the only way you could say that. They rolled. They won that one by the margin of 51-18. And in the one-sided contest that you just heard here on 96.7, it was Albia 65 and Pleasantville 12. So a very one-sided match. Want to thank all of our great sponsors for bringing you this live wrestling action on 96.7 KIIC. And that would include Tharp Funeral Home, Jim and Charlie's, Leffler Dirt Works, and Mick Furniture.
Also, Bluff Creek Archery, Community First Credit Union, Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home, Quality Egg, Summers Insurance,
and Dewey Motor Company. Also, Summers Car Credit, Titan Machinery, People State Bank, Albia Motor Company, Hy-Vee, Lathrop Construction, First Iowa State Bank on the north side of the Albia Square,
Edward Jones, Sheraton Valley Electric, Dr. William Adler, Benton Place Apartments,
and Hammer Medical, AgriVision John Deere, the Monroe County Hospital, Southern Iowa Technologies. And those great sponsors, along with you fine folks supporting those great sponsors, is why we can bring you these live high school sports on your sports leader, 96.7 KIIC. Well, Doug, looking ahead, we've got the Blue Demon Wrestlers Saturday at the I-35 tourney, and then they get a week off.
And yeah, they get a full week off, and then we got a tough one down at Fairfield the following weekend.
That Southern Iowa Classic always brings some of the best wrestlers in Southern Iowa together for the prestigious Southern Iowa Classic Tournament. And then we get another week off. Sectionals in Albia on Saturday the 8th. We'll have, if we can get first or second at the sectional tournament, which I think we probably will, there will be state duels on February the 11th, followed by
regionals.
State duel regionals. Then districts in where are districts going to be?
Districts, we'll head right back to Fairfield for that.
Yep.
And that's going to be a tough district.
Very tough district. It will feature at least two and sometimes three ranked wrestlers. Yep. So we're fired up.
Regional duels are in Albia.
Yeah, regional duels. That's the 11th of February. We'll bring them to you from Albia. And then state starts February 19th. And we're going to bring all that wrestling action to you after this I-35 meet to you on 96.7 KIIC in the live stream on KIICradio.com. So I want to thank everybody for listening here. Doug Osing, very good help up here in the broadcast booth. Thanks for your assistance.
Well, thanks for asking me to help out.
All right. Well, folks, thanks for listening to live high school wrestling action. The Blue Demons go to 31-3 on the season with three convincing wins over quality opponents here in Bloomfield. So thanks for listening. And remember, your sports leader, 96.7, is the place to listen for your favorite teams across Iowa and the nation. Thanks again.